For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
A campaign rally for former Vice President Joe Biden that I went to on Sunday afternoon was maybe the most unusual campaign event that I have ever covered. The event began with a woman introducing Biden as she told a story of her young son being seriously ill and the challenges that presented her. That story clearly spurred memories for Biden of the death of his son Beau from cancer, and it left him heavy with emotion, spurring almost dead silence from the audience for the next 15 minutes. In the question period, one woman seemed to speak for many in the audience when she told Biden that she really loves him a lot, but she said she was undecided on how to vote on Tuesday. Biden told Friday night's debate that he might not do very well in New Hampshire.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
I saw all five of the major Democratic candidates this weekend in New Hampshire, and my quick thumbnail is that Bernie Sanders remains the favorite on Tuesday, but it's obvious that Pete Buttigieg has picked up some momentum in recent days as his crowd swelled on Saturday and Sunday. Also seeing much larger crowds was Amy Klobuchar, who has bumped up in some of the New Hampshire tracking polls as high as third place. On the other hand, I did not see much evidence of new momentum for either Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren, though Warren has a much better ground game. Right now the race sort of seems to be in two pieces, with Sanders and Buttigieg at the top, and Biden, Warren and Klobuchar fighting to finish third.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
President Trump comes to New Hampshire a day before the primary, as he will parachute into the Granite State for an evening rally in order to drum up a bit of support for the GOP primary that's on Tuesday as well. One side note is that I applied for press credentials to cover the president's rally, but on Saturday I got an email saying that my credentials had been denied, so I guess I will cover the Democrats tonight instead, probably ending up at a Pete Buttigieg rally. Now, when the president arrives for his own rally this evening, guess who is going to be just down the street? That would be former Vice President Joe Biden, who will be a 5-minute drive away at his own campaign Get Out the Vote rally.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance, and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.